What's going on, and happy Sunday to everyone. I hope you're having a great day today and that you've had a good weekend so far. And I told you guys last episode that I am in Houston, Texas. I am happy to report now that I have power and water. I still don't have heat just because the area I live in is run by boilers. So for the weekend, I guess they took off because the pressure, water pressure, some people didn't have any water and then some had really low water pressure. And so because of that, the inconsistencies in what people were having, it wasn't enough to get the boilers going, to get the heat going. But one of my friends has everything. So I was able to go over and get a good shower in and, boil some water and things like that while I was at home. So my dog has some good clean water, and I have good water to brush my teeth. But keep thinking about people in Houston that have it way worse. The temperatures are actually better, so the heat issue isn't that great of a deal. So like right now I'm looking at my watch, it's 70 degrees here, which is way different than 18 with no heat. So we're all doing well here. Thank you guys for all your thoughts, your prayers, your concerns, those that reached out. I really appreciate that. And today we're just going to talk really quickly. Probably won't be a two episode that's too long. We're going to talk about just mental health. Not going to really go into tons of depth about it, but just kind of talk about it a little bit here. And then we'll go from there. But let's get into it. All right, so today we just really gonna jump in and just kind of talk about mental health because it has just been on my mind, and I just kind of wanted to check in with you guys and just have a conversation. You know, for me personally, I've probably had maybe two what I would consider to myself life-altering events that have happened to me. That can be small to some people because, you know, some people have gone through other things that are way more devastating, like cancer diagnosis, have lost children, have lost parents, you know, things of that nature. You know, for me personally, one of the most tragic events in my life that I do deal with today, like it happened just yesterday, is the loss of my grandmother. I know, you know, sometimes when people lose their grandparents, it's, you know, it's sad because those are your grandparents, you know? And so, you know, that's who I would always go over to her house, you know, when I was growing up and things like that. And she was a very large part of my life. She did pass away from complications of Alzheimer's, in 2009. So it's been a minute. But you know, like I said, 2009 and we're in 2021 and sometimes it's just like it happened yesterday. And really and truly, I can't hardly talk about it in depth, talk about her in depth, because it makes me sad. I don't know if I'm not a psychologist, psychiatrist to say if I have grieved properly, if I'm not grieving properly, I don't know, but that's just the way I handle it. You know, people say, you know, try to think of her memories and the good times and, you know, all those things that people say when they try to make you feel better. But, you know, for me, I can remember those things, but the main thing in your mind is just that they're not here. So I would say that, and then I was in a relationship for about almost 10 years, and that ended. And because that relationship ended, it kind of flipped my life upside down, and it makes you start over. And especially when you're in your 30s having to do something like that, it can take a toll on you and not really, and it has nothing to do with missing the relationship portion of it. It's just the dynamic of your life has completely changed. You know, you just kind of, your life is uprooted. And it also affects your child's life as well, when you do go through a breakup like that. But I would say those are probably the top two things. And as a result of that, I don't think I've ever mentioned on any of the episodes that I used to live in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, I say Louisville, they say Louisville, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's also where my son was born. And I had to leave there because after the breakup, you know how when you go through a breakup, you start doing just reckless things. Some people turn to alcohol, some people get promiscuous, you know, just whatever your thing is that you do to handle guilt, or I mean, not guilt, guilt. Good grief. I was not guilty of anything. Let's say that. But to handle grief is what I meant to say. And just however you handle that, and sometimes it can overtake your life and also kind of start getting in the way of your priorities. And so I decided in that season of my life, because I was almost, I like I said, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I think that I can know if I'm depressed or not. And I was depressed. I don't like people just throwing in, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I'm all those things around, you know, just all willy-nilly, you know, because mental health is real. It's a very real issue. And I was depressed. And I was like, I need a change because I'm like in a dark place, a place of, you know, having some things go through your mind that it's like, that's not me, you know? And so I decided I need a change. And so I moved to Houston, Texas. And it has been a great move for me. And I am eventually going to actually move to Ohio here in the next couple of, actually in the next month, in April. And so I'm just looking forward to that new chapter as well. But I would say, like I said, those are the main two things that I think that I've ever had to deal with as far as dealing with some sort of tragedy in my life. So, like I said, I did, you know, I moved to Houston. I was able to actually, you know, come here and link with actually one of my friends who I consider family. I will discuss at some point. I'm an only child. So, you know, that siblings and things like that, you get to lean on that people get to lean on. I don't have that. You know, I have cousins and things like that, but I do have friends who have become my family from college that I made. So I just moved down here, and you know, the first couple months, you know, everything was great. You know, it was just a different atmosphere. I needed that change. I needed to really and truly, because I was in a relationship in my younger years, and so you know, I was kind of like around 33 at that time. And so it was just like, now you're at that age where it's like, okay, now what? Because your life has kind of been uprooted, changed, you know, turned around. And Houston, like I said, has been a good move for me. And then the pandemic hit. So it's like, then you're stuck in the house. And no, I'm not in a relationship, so I am single. And when I, like I said, when I don't have my son, I am here by myself with my dog. His name's Cooper. He's a golden retriever. He's old. He will be 11 this year in August, if that tells you anything. So we just kind of chill, hang out, and then I caught COVID, and we, you know, like I said, I talked about that journey. And all of that can be really mentally taxing. But I had, like I said, once I moved, I was in a different mental headspace. But I have also been the friend that's the strongest. And what I mean by that is my friends really don't have to worry about me as far as, because I mean, you have those friends that are very like, oh my God, you know, this happened. You know, they're very over the top, constantly going through things, mainly in relationships. Those friends that call you crying in the middle of the night. That is very rare for me. I'm not a big crier. I'm not really a very emotional person. If I cry about something, it's either I'm really, really, really angry, and that's hard to do. So in the event that that does happen, I'm really mad if I'm crying. Or if something's really, really, really sad, like, you know, my grandmother. But so I'm not really that emotional friend. And so sometimes, and you know, you can always see on social media and things where they say, you know, always check on your strong friends. And so people don't really tend to check on me, if you will. Now, of course, when I had COVID, people were just checking in with me, you know, how are you doing? You know, and that was you know, a blessing. And I really appreciate all of those people that checked in with me. Some checked in with me every day, FaceTime me every day, giving me tips on what to do to take care of myself. And I do appreciate that. but just like in general, you know, when COVID's not around or things like that, and, you know, I just never, it wasn't that it wasn't needed, but I just never was that person to ever reach out. And, you know, you have those moments where it's like, okay, when you get to that point of I'm having some issues here, because none of my friends probably, they'll probably be the first time them hearing about this on this podcast, which is crazy that I was having, you know, mental health issues when I was in Kentucky. And that's just because sometimes I can only speak from a cultural perspective from being a Black woman, because I am Black. So that's the only thing I can speak from. But in our community, it's always pray it away, pray the demons away. If you're going through things, you need to really pray and really, because something's not right with you, mainly because Satan has jumped on your back, you know, something of that nature. So those were the things that were running through my mind when I'm trying to handle those issues, because it's like, well, I guess I just need to pray, you know, pray, because there's nothing wrong with me. Like, I could be dead today, but I'm here on earth. And so those are the type of things that you kind of think about, and it puts you further in a hole because you aren't addressing your issues as to why, you know, that you, you know, why you're upset and why you're going through the things that you are going through. And so, you know, you just have a lot of things like that kind of going through your thought process. But I just kind of started to really think, you know, mental health is a real issue, especially in the Black community, that is very unaddressed. And, you know, I actually had several friends that have done therapy, that did therapy in 2020, not because something was wrong or, you know, and some, you know, did have some issues, and they said it was the most helpful thing that they ever needed. And, you know, people always just jump to the conclusions that, well, if you have to talk to, somebody, that you gotta be, you have to be medicated, and you have to be, you know, zombie, you know, be kind of like a zombie from the medication. But sometimes it has nothing to do with medication. You just need somebody to really talk to that is, you know, trained, a trained professional in how to get to those, you know, blind spots that we have, and just dig deep and figure out, you know what? Yeah, there is a problem there, but let's talk about it. And you get through it, and you just don't suffer in silence, so to speak. So I wanted to say all that to say this, that if you've got friends out there that in your mind, you know, you're the person who's always doing the crying, you're upset, you need to talk, and they're your strong friend, so to speak, check in on them, even if it's just something you do weekly. Because sometimes I'll send a text message to my friends and say, hey, I'm just doing a weekly wellness check. How you doing? Especially with the pandemic, because you don't know what people are going through. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, yes, I get to work at home now. I don't have to go into work, you know. But then there are some people that don't want to be home. They can't feed their kids. And you don't know about it because they don't talk about it. And so their kids eating at school was the best way that they could, you know, be fed. And they get in a deep depression because they're sad because they can't feed their family. You have women and possibly even men that are being mentally, physically, verbally abused now that they have to stay at home by their partner, or in some cases by their children or family members that live with them. So you don't know everybody's situation, you know, and I don't ever take somebody's call for help, if you will, for granted. But if you're calling for help, get help. That is my main thing. If you're going to call me twice a week and say, hey, I'm thinking about killing myself, I want to take my life, I 100% believe you. but now let's do something about it. Because you calling me every week, I'm not a professional. All I can do is listen to you, but I can't get you the help that you need. So check on those friends. Encourage those friends that are having those thoughts to get help, you know, and call whoever they need to call. And a lot of places, your job, I know my job, we have an EAP department that's there just for that. Like if our employees are going through some, if their employees are going through some things, you can speak to a licensed professional at no cost. And they offer that. Now, I'm sure it depends on the large, you know, size, because I work for a Fortune 500 company. So that's, you know, their resources are probably a little bit more better than us, you know, mom and pop shop that you work at. So, you know, just kind of look into those things. But really, really, you know, for yourself, your friends, your family, take care of your mental health and take it seriously. And then, you know, some people, like I said, if they're not checking in with you, especially now, just check in with them. And they might say, yeah, I'm fine. And they might not be fine, but at least you're checking in with them. And maybe you checking on them can make them look and be like, maybe I'm not fine. And then they might open up to you about some things. But really check in with your friends and family. Do those wellness checks. And yourself, you know, make sure your mental health is healthy, especially if you have children. If you're not in a mental, you know, a healthy mental space, you can't take care of them. So take care of yourselves. If you need to talk, talk it out. If you need to text, however you like to communicate, FaceTime. If you need to go outside and just get a good yell out, or sometimes you might just need a good cry. Whatever it is, do what you need to do for your mental health, because you are very loved by everyone. Well, there you have it. Like I said, just make sure everybody's doing okay in your life, and make sure you're doing okay as well. And just continue to keep Texas in your thoughts and your prayers. And hopefully we can all get back to some form of normalcy next week, as well as normal as we can in a pandemic. But I do want to say I will see you guys next week. Well, I guess it'll be this week, Thursday, for Thursday. Okay, I'm gonna have a little peach crown and some little peach, Simply Peach. If you have never tried that combination, get it and bring it. Okay, it's peach royal, crown royal peach, and then Simply Peach. And that juice is normally like Simply Orange, but they do have some called Simply Peach. Mix them two, those two together. Oh my God, it's so refreshing. But that's what I'll be drinking on Thursday night with you guys. And we're going to have a little fun episode. We're going to do this or that. And I'm just going to kind of give my answers and the reasonings behind those things. But you guys have a, you guys stay safe, stay blessed, and have a great week.